evening and welcome to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Natalie Willis, the NAGB's assistant curator and resident frizzball, standing in for your regular host, our director Amanda Coulson, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget you can always listen to us either by live streaming on the Guardian website at www.guardiantalkradio.com or by downloading the Guardian Radio app from the App Store or the Google Play Store. Tonight in the studio with me are artists Chantal Bethel, Jody Minnis, and Angelica Wallace-Whitfield, who are all here to share with us the different ways that they're doing work for hurricane relief, but with a creative twist. Chantal is one of our art veterans for Grand Bahama and has been a longtime fixture with her practice in Freeport. Jody is an Esuvian artist, curator, and Jane of all trades, who's currently and consistently finding new ways to develop her own practice and to develop outreach for other artist practices through her curatorial work. And Angelica has been doing tons of mural work lately, so you've probably seen her work around. And she's putting a bit of a humanitarian angle on her work from, I think, probably in the same vein of your art philosophy degree, putting it to good use with her public art project, Hope is a Weapon. So we'll kind of touch a bit more on everybody's practices and work and stuff as we go on. But first, we're going to start with Chantal as our resident Grand Bahamian and survivor of the storm. So big ups for being here and for the work that you're doing. So we know that you've got something coming up at Hillside House on Cumberland Street. So tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, good evening. Beyond the Surface. This is a project that I've been working on for the past 2 years. It actually started after Hurricane Matthew and coming to fruition after Hurricane Dorian.
It sounds about right. Yes. Because Grand Bahama constantly getting battered, right?
Absolutely. Broken, right, but not destroyed.
Amen. I'm okay. Here for that.
In 2017, after Hurricane Matthew passed through, our home was destroyed. We were out of our house for 9 months. Boy. And a lot of documents were destroyed. So my thought was I needed to do something about my work. I needed to have everything documented in a way. Mm-hmm. And this is how it started. So I wasn't sure what I was doing. I didn't know what I was doing. So I just started by just pulling everything out, brochures and photographs and whatever I could find. And trying to figure out who I was also, what kind of art was I doing, what was I saying, and everything. So it took quite a while, like I said, 2 years.
I know, for this beautiful book to come together. I mean, yes. Like, y'all can't see it, but it's actually, like, gorgeous.
Thank you. And so the work, it turned out there was a story, and there was some sort of sense, you know, in this madness. And what I found, really, that most of my work, and especially the better ones were actually about healing and transformation. So I decided to go from there. And beautiful. So the oldest work in the book was done in 1999, and it is called Exodus, and it is about the fleeing of Haitians from Haiti.
I was going to say, what a parallel, huh? Ocean.
Yes. And they, you know, a lot of death. And Krista Thompson did write something about the exhibition. I was part of an exhibition that happened at the Central Bank, and Jackson Burnside was there at the time, Antonio's, and Erica James was part of it as well.
So you got all the art historical gang out and,
yes,
like, John, you know, the OGs.
John Cox, yes. So she wrote a wonderful essay. So what I did is the book, it's a selection of essays that were written about my work over the years, for the past 20 plus years.
Now this one I know.
Yes.
Because I have one of them in there, and I'm actually like really like happy
and
about
I
that.
I have some fabulous writers, including Natalie Willis.
Gas me up. Go on then.
Yes. And well, some of the writing were already published, so I did not publish them again. So in some cases, I've only used a quote, especially for this one, because that was published in a book as well. And in some instances, I just use an excerpt. And in some instances, I use a full essay. And one essay was written specially for the book. And I'd like to thank Ian Bennett Bethel for that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So so the work took a life of its own, and a lot of pain and headaches and hurricanes in between.
Lauren.
And so it's finally here. And now the book and the exhibitions are different. They have the same title, Beyond the Surface, because the subject somehow is the same. And it's all about healing and transformation, but they are very different in some ways as well.
So, like, how's the work different? I guess because, like, the book feels like more of trying to build an archive when you, like, live in a place that's constantly getting kind of, for want of a better word, a little bit flattened. So is, like, the exhibition something that's a bit more new, or is the book's looking at, like, things in the past?
Well, the difference, the basic difference, the book is, it's not a retrospective, but it's somehow a retrospective because it's going through the different stages of my work because of the years, whereas when I decided to do the book, and then I decided, what am I going to do as an exhibition? Because I wasn't going to use the works, because I did most of them I didn't have anymore. And so I needed to start. So I decided, because it's about healing and transformation, I needed to talk about something that was very painful for me. And the main thing was the fact that my mother left us when I was 7 years old. And this is how the so it started with a painting called Left Behind. And so that, and from there, there are different stories, not just about mother and child is very strong in there. I painted mother and child a lot during my life. That was the reason.
I didn't realize that was why, because I know I'd seen it come up. I was like, oh, yes, you know, the Madonna and like all the art historical
that's
other
what
crap.
Most people think. But actually, it was my story that was, and I used the mother and child, but it wasn't always about the mother and child. It was about something totally different sometimes. And my good friend Claudette, one day, she said to me, I used to paint a lot of boats, too, because I used to do wonderful watercolors and at the beginning. And she was looking at him. She said, aren't you tired painting this mother and child? And I said, well, not really, but they keep coming out. And she said, well, I tell you what, you're painting a lot of boats. Why don't you paint a mother and child, put her on the boat, and let them go? And guess what? I did that. She came back.
That boat was a round trip. She just didn't know.
She came back. So that's the story. So the exhibition is about how do you overcome your pain and how do you deal with it. So it's very positive because I find that that's what it's all about. It's about healing. And so there are pieces about other things as well. There's a lot of prayers as well because I am not necessarily religious, but I'm very spiritual.
Yeah, that definitely comes through very strongly in the work, for sure.
And so, and there is also a piece that I did right after the hurricane. I couldn't stop. I had to do that.
I'm glad you did because, I mean, like, the thing is like, what we've been finding, at least with, because obviously the NAGB has the open call out for refuge. It's been interesting to see, like, at first we were like, oh, do we do this? Because, like, do people even want to think about making artwork at a time like this? Especially, like, for artists from the Northern Bahamas. But what we found is that there are, like, a lot of people, they just want to be able to be heard and to process your own feelings. So it's like, it just makes sense, like, you know, healing, transformation, processing, trying to make something out of, you know, what's left. It makes complete sense, for sure.
Yes, it does. So brilliant. That's it. And the book is here, and it's 12 by 12 in size. It's 112 pages, full color. And so I had a wonderful designer working with me, Paula Boyd Farrington. She was amazing. And she really went beyond.
She's very enthusiastic.
It's amazing.
She's great.
I mean, she'd be calling me in the middle of the night and that sort of a thing. Are we doing this? I said, what?
Just in the middle of your dinner.
Yes.
Like, right. Paula, give me a second.
No, she was really, really fabulous. And the thing is, for the past year, she was not on the island. So we were working
remotely.
Yes, absolutely. And she's just coming in tomorrow morning for the show. She's still in Florida. She's coming in tomorrow morning. So I'm excited about that.
Well, that's brilliant. It's strange because it's like, what a way to take like, you know, the sort of hurricane after hurricane and this particular moment.
Exactly.
It makes sense. And I think, so from what I remember, I think, perhaps reading, so parts of the proceeds are going to go towards
and
relief, right?
As you said, the mother and child is very strong with me also. So one of my favorite charities is the Grandmama Children Home. And that was destroyed. All the children are in Nassau right now. So I've decided that part proceeds from the sales of artwork and the book during the month that the exhibit is at Hillside will go to help to assist the children.
That's perfect. It's all fitting in the theme, really.
Yes.
It's quite beautiful.
And it's not planned.
No?
It's amazing. Things just happen.
Yeah. So synchronicity.
One thing that I've learned, once you find your path, everything falls into place.
That makes complete sense.
Amazing.
And I think throughout your practice, you've had like this very strong angle of wanting to make work, you know, about this sort of natural occurrences and destruction that's happened to places that are close to you, right? So it's like you also have done exhibitions around like the earthquake in Haiti.
The earthquake in Haiti as well, yes.
Which is also necessary, especially like a moment like this where we're dealing with like a lot of, you know, xenophobia around Haitian folks, even though we're all one Caribbean, which we've seen from all of the response, you know, from, you know, defense forces throughout the Caribbean. Like we had Haitian like military here basically as well, Trinidad, Jamaica. And it's just like...
It's one human race.
Yeah. It is.
One question was asked to me when I exhibited in Brussels 2 years ago, 2015. And a friend of mine who's from Haiti asked me, do you go as a Haitian artist or a Bohemian artist? I was actually surprised because I never expected that question. And I didn't think I needed to have a nationality to be an artist.
No. Or why choose?
And
you know, why choose?
Yes, I say, well, you know, I'm both.
Exactly, exactly.
In fact, I'm just human.
Exactly.
Because that's all it is. It's about art. So.
Completely agreed, I'd have to say. Yes. I completely go with that, for sure. So I guess what would you want people to leave with, like, in their hearts and minds when they leave the exhibition?
Well, you know, my art in general, I want people to... to feel like there is always a positive side. Everything that happens in life, to me, there's always a positive that comes out of it. And I think maybe that was my way to survive in life. And that's so I learned to see the positive in everything that happens. And so that's what I would like for people to feel with my work.
I feel that. I really, really enjoy that. All right, so we have to go to a short break, but please stay with us and please stay tuned into Guardian Radio 96.9. You're listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. We'll be right back.